From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Men who run startups get the vast majority of venture capital money. But is it true that the odds of success are better with startups run by women? My colleague David Brancaccio is at the Aspen Ideas Festival in Colorado this week, where he spoke to Eileen Fisher about this.
Yes, the Eileen Fisher, designer, founder, and chair of the board of the women's clothing brand. Ms. Fisher, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
You were on a panel here at Aspen the other day with the Shark Tank guy.
Oh, yes. That
Kevin
was
O'Leary,
fun.
Right? He's not just a celeb on TV. He is an investor, and he's
Correct.
Interested in startup companies. He thinks he does better when he gives money to startups run by women, better than the men. Does that make sense to you? You were sitting
Absolutely.
On that panel.
Well, I think it sort of confirmed from a totally different angle my personal instinct and my personal experience. And what he said is that women seem to be a little less aggressive in their targets, and they look more long-term at things, and so they kind of grow more slowly.
So when a real sociologist comes in and does a peer-reviewed study into this notion of gender and startups, it wouldn't surprise you if the data bears out
this
observation?
Yes. And I think there's more to it than the way he was framing it personally. Because I actually think that we women do things a little differently, not because we're different or better, but because we've been socialized differently. For example, I think we're more listeners. I'm more of a listener. I lead very loosely, kind of from the side. I try to give people freedom as much as possible.
So does the buck stop anywhere at Eileen Fisher?
In some ways, it stops with me, of course, as the chair of the board now, but we have a leadership team with six people, and so each they sort of head different areas. So they come together weekly and spend hours together and make decisions together. So the buck stops with them.
But what you call it at Eileen Fisher is deeply democratic decision
making. Deep democracy.
Deep democracy.
Yeah. So the idea is you sit in a room and maybe someone makes a presentation about an idea or a project or a decision that needs to be made, and the group, you know, puts their thumb up if they're in agreement, thumb down if they're not, and sideways if they're not sure. And so then you have a discussion, and the people who aren't sure or are negative are asked, what would you need to come on board with this? The idea is that then people, if they have some disagreement, they don't walk out of the room and say, why did we make that decision, and then split off in some way, but that they're part energetically of the flow forward.
All right, different topic. I'm going to start with an awkward statistic, but crucial to ask someone in your position. Using the Environmental Protection Agency's calculation, 85% of used clothes,
yes.
donated or not, these clothes, end up in the dump, in the landfill. How big a problem do you think that is?
Oh, I think it's a massive problem, you know, and we are working to mitigate that problem, at least in our own world.
I mean, it's a bummer, not that you're trying to fix it, but it's a bummer that when I try to donate my used clothes, I think something noble is happening to
them.
Right,
and they might just end up in the landfill.
Yeah, and that's not always the case. But you'd like something better to happen to used Eileen Fisher clothes?
Yes. So we have this program, a take-back program. It's called Renew. So we take the clothes back from our customers, and we've been doing that for 8 years. So we've already taken over 1 million garments back.
All right. Well, I get that in the case of – well, in the unlikely event, I wore Eileen Fisher. But say a loved one loves Eileen Fisher and has something that doesn't fit anymore
or
just doesn't work for them.
Yeah.
But is otherwise perfectly okay. They could bring it back?
Yeah, absolutely. They get $5. Seems like not so much. But the point is bring it back.
What do you do with
it? And then what we do is we clean things and resell them. We have two stores. We sell in some of our other stores. But we then, when what happens is there's some of them that have stains and spots and that can't be cleaned and just refurbished. So after all these years, we have now warehouses and mountains full of these clothes. So we set up a little called Tiny Factory, and have been making things and bringing in designers to create new clothing and new different kinds of pieces. And we've actually discovered this felting machine. Now we're making home furnishings and art pieces.
So let's go through it. So if it's a perfectly intact garment, there's a place for that. What if it's just kind of faded and the color is not working anymore?
Yeah.
Could you do anything with that?
Well, we overdye. So we have one piece of the recycling program where they send to a company that overdyes things. So they just start, you know, new fresh colors, maybe fashion colors, and all of a sudden you have what feels like a new piece.
All right. And then she just snagged the shawl on the seatbelt of the car, and there's a hole in it. There's nothing you could do with something with a hole in it.
Well, some things can be repaired, definitely. And we even teach people have taught people how to mend sweaters. There's a way to do it. And we also do some fun creative mending, like maybe use a different color thread or some special fun stitches or things like that.
All right. Then if the thing really can't be repurposed as its original garment, it's just done, you still could do something with it?
Well, then what we do is we cut them up and make them into new garments. We make pants into tops and, you know, different color block things. And then we also do this felted. So lots of things going into this felting machine that blends the fabrics together, and it's so beautiful. It's like amazing. It's like making art out of trash or something.
Eileen Fisher, the company, is a B Corp.
Yes.
So that's still for profit, but not just for profit.
Right. Basically, the concept of B Corp is that you measure not just your, you know, profits each year, but you measure your environmental and social impacts. So you have to track all these things. You have to meet certain standards in order to be a B Corp. Like right now, we know that business is a huge polluter. You know, the fashion industry is a huge polluter. But business in general doesn't have to pay for the use of the air and the water that they pollute. I think it's a commitment. It also groups you together with like-minded businesses that are trying to also sort of be a force for good in the world. So that's good. But actually, what we're finding is, again, like with women's businesses, it's successful. It works. And people want to support businesses that they feel good about, that they know that are trying hard to do things differently.
Now, we're just about done here, but I have to ask this. It's been said, Eileen, that a great way to predict if someone would wear Eileen Fisher is to ask if they donate to public radio. Is that an urban myth, or is there any truth to that?
I think that sounds great. I donate to public radio.
Apparently there's some overlap of your demographic, but I'm sure you see your demographic even wider than that.
That's right. Okay. Definitely. But we do find that our women, you know, support different charities. We do lots of, you know, giving back to different things, women's organizations and things like that. And that does seem to be one of the things that comes up in our psychographics of who our customers are. They're givers.
Eileen Fisher, designer and founder of the eponymous clothing brand, Eileen Fisher. Ms. Fisher, thank you.
Thank you.